You are listening to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I'm your host, Eleanor Dooley, and if you're seeking a deeper understanding of your body's inner workings, the reasons behind its actions and reactions, and you suspect that your hormones might be at play, you are in the right place, my friend. As a functional medicine nutritionist specializing in holistic hormone health for women, I bring together the latest research, my clinical expertise, and my own personal experiences to create a safe space for you to learn and explore. Just remember, this podcast provides information and inspiration for you, not medical diagnoses or treatments. Always consult your own doctor before making any changes. Now, are you ready to dive in? Let's get started. Hey everybody, it's Eleanor, and I want to let you know that this episode is sponsored by LifeWave. These little stem cell stimulating patches have made a great difference in my life, in my sleep, and in my healing, and in my energy. These stem cell stimulating patches contain a peptide that help your body to regrow and regenerate cells. And what they don't contain is chemicals and medicine. So if you're looking for something that is going to uplevel your life naturally without taking another supplement or medicine, this is a really truly well-researched way to help your body to do that naturally. The science behind these is well-researched and pretty compelling. If you want to look in the International Journal of Medical Sciences, LifeWave Patches has demonstrated significant benefits, not only for athletes, but for everyday people's quality of life. So if you're looking for more, you can head over to my website and under the store tab, you will see these LifeWave patches. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I'm your host, Eleanor Dooley, and I am going to continue our series on the holistic thyroid. And we are on part three today. So if you haven't listened to part one and two, please go back and listen because it really lays the groundwork for what I'm going to talk about today and really the next steps for moving forward in understanding your thyroid health. In parts one and two, we talked about the complexity of the thyroid system, not just the thyroid gland, but everything that is involved in getting your body to balance itself and not experiencing those thyroid symptoms of fatigue and weight gain and hypothyroidism, but really understanding what is involved in the whole process, including TSH and T4, but also the conversion of T4 to T3, what is involved with the liver function and cell receptor health. Those items are crucial in the system in understanding not only the blood work, but understanding the symptoms and why you have them and what information they are telling you so that you can do something about it. Today, we're going to talk about any holistic strategies I have for you on things you can start today if you really feel like this is something that you are experiencing or a loved one is experiencing. I'm going to teach you how to support your thyroid and cellular health. And hopefully my goal in having this podcast and having my practice is to empower you to learn more about your body so that you can make the connection between your health and your symptoms. So let's dive in. So today, when managing your thyroid health, we have to focus on the sort of elephant in the room, if you will, about what we're putting in our body. What are we eating and what are we drinking? Because there are two important pieces to thyroid health specifically that you might not realize are affecting how your thyroid is functioning. So the first one is protein. Now, I've been preaching protein for years as a nutritionist and helping women with weight loss and muscle development and working out. I started out in the gyms as a fitness instructor and then a nutritional adversary and then eventually getting my master's in nutrition. Protein is pretty much one of the biggest things that we need to understand that are important for our health. But why it's important for the thyroid is because when protein is broken down into amino acids, tyrosine is the one amino acid that's essential for producing the thyroid hormones, T4 and T3, but T4 first. These hormones regulate your metabolism and your energy levels. And so we have to support the thyroid by choosing decent proteins. And when I say decent, it doesn't always have to be meat. A lot of vegetarians and vegans come through my office thinking I'm gonna try to convince them to eat meat. And that's simply not true. As long as you understand what foods have adequate and clean protein in them, that can appropriately fuel your body and fuel the need of your thyroid. So of course, organic chicken, wild caught fish, pasture eggs, or plant-based options. We have lentils, we have beans, we have chia seeds, we have nuts, we have seeds. So there's a lot of different ways to get clean protein, but the most important part of that sentence is clean. Are you eating organic foods that don't have chemicals? Are you eating meats that haven't been treated, or the animal is eating feed that is not clean? You know, one of the biggest agricultural, you could call it food, but nutrients that is produced is corn. GMO is genetically modified corn to feed animals, to feed chicken, and to feed cows. But if they're not eating foods like grass and things out in the field, the chickens aren't eating all the bugs and the natural occurrences in nature, the quality of the meat that they produce is not going to be having all of the robust nutrients that you need. So it's important to think about, is it ethically sourced? Where does it come from? And if you have questions and you live in the local Dallas area, I have a wonderful friend who she procures clean beef from special farmers. So you can reach out. I'll put her name in the show notes if you're interested, but find sources that are going to support your body. Don't rely on powders and isolates and whey proteins and all of these things that are very much processed. There's all kinds of sugars and chemicals and things that are added to protein powders. Now there's a place for them. I'm not going to say that I don't endorse them, but you have to look at how much you're getting per day. An average female needs approximately 90 to 100 grams a day. That's a big swag. So if that doesn't apply to you, please don't, you know, contact me and tell me that doesn't apply to you. It's just a generic statement. When I work with women one-on-one, I take a look at all of the factors to tell you exactly what it is that you need or you should be shooting for. So that's just a big swag. If you're not getting more than 10 to 15 grams per meal, and that's with three meals a day, then you're probably not getting enough protein. So look at the sources in your daily diet, look at your plate and tell yourself, this is a good portion of protein, meaning 3 to 5 ounces of chicken or fish, three eggs, things like that. Okay, so protein, very important. The second one I wanna talk about is distilled water for thyroid health. And I'm going to spend a few minutes on this because I really want to drive home the point that not only is hydration important, of course we know that, but tap water contains thousands of chemicals, heavy metals, and even radiation that destroy thyroid tissue. The Environmental Protection Agency reports that there's over 86,607 chemicals that are found in drinking water across the United States. And unfortunately, most filters, even the RO filters and the very expensive, I have a Berkey sitting on my my desk over here, they remove a fraction of the contaminants in the water. Okay, a fraction. Distilled water is the purest form of water you can get because it removes 99.9999% of chemicals, pathogens, and toxins that can degrade your thyroid tissue. It provides the same hydration benefits of regular water, but it reduces the risk of damage by preventing issues like kidney stones. Distilled water helps prevent toxicity in the body, which causes chronic illness and thyroid degradation. So by switching to distilled water, you're literally removing the contaminants that you were going to put in your body. If you don't believe me, you can look up your county online and look at all of the percentage of allowable contaminants in your water. So you might be thinking, yeah, that's cool, but I can't afford to get a big distilling system in my house. Me personally, I have already installed the reverse osmosis under my sink. We have a fridge filter. We have a full house filter. And my husband would not be on board with me getting a distilled water maker. So what can you do? Well, there's plenty of things you can do because distilled water is actually relatively cheap if you get it in the grocery stores. I like to get it in the gallon containers. I think it costs about $1.30. And then I run it through my filters. I run it through my Berkey, or a zero water filter is a great, very inexpensive filter you can get at Walmart or Amazon. So there are ways to introduce distilled water into your house that aren't super expensive. You can also get some delivery services, those big 5-gallon drums with the services that you can just serve yourself, the stand-up units. Those are wonderful too, and they're relatively inexpensive. So there are ways that you can switch to distilled water to not only support your thyroid, but support your liver and support all of the functions in the body by removing toxins in your environment. So those are my two tips for you today. Get a clean, responsible source of protein and start drinking distilled water. Now, the second part that I want to kind of start wrapping up this series about understanding your thyroid hormones is understanding the mitochondria. Now, I touched on this yesterday, but the interaction between T3 and mitochondria is the most critical part of the thyroid process and the most overlooked. If T3 cannot get to the receptor, the T3 receptor that lives in the mitochondria, then your symptoms will persist regardless of how much medication and how adjusting the dosages. It's not going to fix the imbalance. Many people spend decades on thyroid medications without improvement because this step is not addressed. So, what is this telling you? T3 is vital for the energy production in your body. It enters and binds to the receptors located in the mitochondria to stimulate and produce ATP. This is what fuels your metabolism. So, if you want to remove the slowed weight loss or slowed weight gain, fatigue, brain fog, low energy due to T3 not getting into your mitochondria, there's a couple things that we need to check. We need to make sure that your mitochondria is healthy. Mitochondria can get damaged so easily. It has two membranes that protect it, but those membranes, once they get damaged, then any old toxin and oxidative stress can happen to those membranes, and then the receptors are going to be compromised. Things that bother and break down those membranes on the mitochondria are chemicals in your processed foods, pollutants, heavy metals, things that we are exposed to on a daily basis just by living our lives in this world, and we're damaging our mitochondria. So my approach with all detoxing is two-pronged. It's reduce what's in the environment and help increase the detox that's going on inside your body. That's the best way you can protect your mitochondria. Get rid of plastic that you're using to heat up foods in the microwave. Any take-home containers should never be in the microwave. Put your food on a plate and then put that in the microwave. So we want to remove plastic exposure as much as possible. Of course, we're going to have it in our daily lives, but if we can remove toxins that we're consuming, things that we're putting on our skin, if you're looking for clean skincare products, I have a wonderful line that I just added to my store. You can go to my website, eleanordooley.com. It's called Pure Haven. Completely 100% non-toxic deodorant, toothpaste, face cream, and they're all very high quality products. I couldn't endorse them more because they have solved a problem that I had in my life of finding clean products. I want to support my mitochondrial health because that is where the energy in my body is made, and that's what helps me with my metabolism. So focusing on the health of your mitochondria is going to ensure that the T3 can get to those receptors, and then the process is carried out and the thyroid system is complete. So that was a lot. Wrapping up the series and the holistic thyroid health, I wanted to bring everything together by focusing on how my practice focuses on a comprehensive healing approach. So parts one and two explored how important it is to understand the full thyroid system, all of the parts and the roles of protein, of reducing chemicals, of your cellular strength, the mitochondrial strength, and how that relates to managing your symptoms. So what else is important is getting the right testing, not only ordering the right testing and getting the blood drawn from your body, but getting the right person to read it. When I look at a full thyroid panel, it includes T3, free T3, reverse T3, and antibodies, because I can look at the whole picture when I have a chance to put it all together for you. But as you know, it's not just about the test. It's having a complete personalized plan and a coach that will walk you through each of these steps, not all at one time, because that tends to be super overwhelming. I know for me, I hit the ground running and then a few days later, I kind of taper off. So making systematic tiny changes that will improve overall health, and having you assess, yeah, my symptoms are better or they haven't changed. Either way, it's feedback for us to figure out where we need to focus our energies. The holistic model that I offer is more than just managing symptoms. It's truly about empowering you to step into your own healing and trust your body to be able to do it, because it can. You can address your diet, your lifestyle, environmental factors, and reducing toxins and get the symptoms to change. But making that connection with the true healing of your body is what actually changes you and changes the steps that you take in your day-to-day life, the habits that you create to help get you closer to that balance. Once you've achieved that balance, then there's no longer a need for all of the conflicting information about symptoms and medications and weight loss and sleepless nights and hot flashes and hormone symptoms, because the body only does those things because it's reacting to something that has happened in your body. And the quicker we get to figuring out what those are, the easier it is for you to start taking those action steps. It's no longer about the let's eat better and lose weight by working out, okay? Those things have a place in healthy living, of course they do. But understanding your body and loving the body that you have and figuring out what things work together and why is truly why I started this podcast, why I started this practice, and how I help empower women to do their absolute best to take care of themselves. That to me is my joy. And I'm so happy that you stayed to the end and you've listened to this podcast, because that truly means that you are making a commitment to your health. I want to invite you to visit my website, eleanordooley.com. I've got a lot of resources. I've got clean products available to you. I've got many healing modalities that don't involve chemicals or pharmaceuticals, but they truly are to help you rebalance and find that inner peace that you really, really want. Together, we can create a plan that is going to be the best for you. I hope you enjoyed this series. I can't wait to hear your feedback. Please let me know if this resonated with you. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram, or you can send me an email, eleanor@eleanordooley.com. God bless you and have a nice day. Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Holistic Hormone Podcast. I appreciate you being part of our community, and I hope you found today's episode truly valuable. If this podcast meant something to you and you'd like to show your support, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Your reviews help others discover this valuable information. Don't forget to stay connected with me on social media. You can always find me on Instagram at holistic.hormone.specialist, where I share insights, tips, and updates to keep you informed and inspired. And if you're interested in exploring my latest programs and resources, head over to nourishingnutrition.net to see what's new and how you can further your journey to holistic hormone health. Once again, thanks for being part of this podcast family. Your health and well-being matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Until next time, take care and stay hormonally balanced.